It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer for On Air, and Jake Perlman is doing our in-house sound. We'd like to thank our concert club members who are here today enjoying the music live. And these are largely folks who supported the station during our recently completed and very successful fall membership drive. So thanks to all of you and to you folks out in Radio Land who contributed. Well, we have an old friend back in Studio 1A, Mike Doty. Good to have you back, Mike.
Good to be back. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Well, some of our listeners may be familiar with your work with Soul Coughing, but that project ended back in 2000, and your solo career's been a whole lot longer than the time you spent with Soul Coughing.
Yeah, I just released my ninth solo album.
Wow.
You know, The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns.
Right, which
if
came
I
out,
may pimp the title, please.
Yes, and it came out about a week and a half ago. And you're
something like that, yeah.
And you're currently on tour playing exclusively either independent record stores or public radio stations.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, going out and, spreading the word. And I'll be back in Austin on January 27th with the full band.
At the 310.
Correct, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, Mike Doty, can we get you to do a song perhaps off the new album?
Absolutely. This is called I Can't Believe I Found You in That Town. My days, they were so easy till I kissed you in that door. Now my arms, they feel so empty, like they never did before. And I can't believe I found you in that town. I can't believe it's true, I can't believe just how I'm missing you. You do not call, you never make a sound. No, at least not like you made when I was close to you, so sweet and so profound. And I can't believe I found you in that sound. I don't want to feel this insane, but I don't want to call you. But my hands can't stop remembering the way you're hips move. And I can't believe I found you in that sound. I can't cease to see your face, and I can still smell all the traces of a feeling I don't want to come around. Let it leave me like a long breath, let it dissipate or fade in the background. And I can't believe I found you in that sound. Well, I can't believe I found you in that town. I can't believe I found you in that town. But I can't believe I found you in that. Can't believe I found you in that sound. And I can't believe I found you in that sound. I can't believe it's true, I can't believe just how I'm missing you. You do not call, you never make a sound. No, at least not like you made when I was close to you, so sweet and so profound. And I can't believe I found you in that sound. No, I can't believe I found you in that sound. Oh, my days, they were so easy till I kissed you in that door. Now my arms, they feel so empty, like they never did before. Thank you very much.
We're here this afternoon with Mike Doty live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. So on the album, that song kind of has a country feel to it.
It kind of does. It's kind of what that song wanted to be. And it was one of those instances where I was really trying hard for it to not be a country song. I was like, I can't do a country song. But me and, you know, my producer is a hip hop producer, a guy named Good Goose.
Right.
And he's open to anything. So he was like, not, he was trying not to fight it, but I was like, no, I mean, maybe we could give it this kind of beat. But at the end of the day, it was like this wants to be a country song.
Mm-hmm. So is it based on a true incident?
Yeah, it was somebody I met in England and over-texted and totally scared away with just like, it was like the scene where Jon Favreau keeps calling the woman's answering machine in Swingers. Yeah, but with text. It was really like, and I knew I was destroying every possibility while I was doing it. I was like, stop this, and I did not stop.
With that tune.
So there you go. And now I got a big hit single out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for the Grammy. Lady I Overtexted.
And that's kind of the lead single off of your brand new release, The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. So you've been in New York City for quite a while and recently moved to Memphis. What prompted that?
Well, I wanted to leave New York at some point. Just at some point in my life, and you know, I'm 46, and it was like, you know, you got to do it now or it's just not going to happen. So, you know, there's stuff you can't do in New York. You can't be a homeowner. You can't, I mean, there's just like, you know, and the arty people are keep getting moved further and further away from where I started. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, which is the East Village. So I was going to move to Nashville because everybody is moving to Nashville. But a friend of mine, actually Jay Russo, who plays with Nicole Atkins and Hopewell, was like, you know what? I really like Memphis. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really know Memphis. And I went and I checked it out and loved it. And I got an apartment while I was checking it out. And I moved within like 2 weeks.
So Memphis has such a rich musical heritage.
Oh,
do you kind of sense that at all while you're there?
Oh yeah, I mean those guys, like the guys who were in Al Green's band are still wandering around. Howard Grimes, mm-hmm. Al Green's drummer, who is like a mega celebrity to me, is like you know, at the sushi place. It's like, you know, it's and Willie Mitchell's kid, Boo Mitchell, who runs Royal Studios, that was Willie Mitchell's studio, made all the great Al Green records in. He's like my friend. It's, you know, like I can't believe it. And he actually introduced himself. He was like, "Hey, you know, my name's Boo. I run a recording studio." I was like, "Really? Do you? A recording studio? You say?" Yeah. So he's like all those kind of guys are huge for me. Stax was huge mm-hmm. for me. Yeah.
So are there gigs for you to play in Memphis, or are you just kind of living there?
Well, I'm doing sort of like experimental stuff. There's a lot of like, actually, there's a great sort of post-punk scene in Memphis, and I have like put together gigs that are just like, you know, doing like these sort of avant-garde pieces that I've written. These kind of like sort of John Zorn-ish, you know, like you make different calls to control the music, and improv music, and like sitting in with people and doing weird stuff. So I'm definitely doing my best to be a part of it down there.
Mike Doty is our guest this afternoon. He has a new album called The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. A few moments ago, we mentioned that the tour is exclusively independent record stores and public radio stations. What was the reasoning behind that? What prompted you to do that?
Well, because all you guys have been really good to me. And you know, for one thing, I just, you know, want to be a part of your scene. And I also wanted to get out and have some time and space to go out and talk about the record, not when I was touring. Like I wanted to like not be completely exhausted when I, you know, walked mm-hmm. into this radio station and, you know, fell asleep promptly on the oriental rug that the monitors are sitting on. You know, I wanted to do it right.
Well, we're honored to have you in your only Austin appearance, this Swing Through Town.
So that's
thank
true,
you.
Yeah.
So thank you. And again, you'll be back in Austin early in the new year, January 27th. You'll be at the 310, which is just below ACL Live at the Moody Theater.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Doty, can we have you do another tune?
Sure. This is called Wait, You'll Find a Better Way. I was a man alone, leaning on the white courtesy phone. Holy fools and hobo signs, I rebuke your moony lines. I drove into the sun. Yeah, I was the dirt when the wheel spun. Wanting to escape myself, leave the gun upon the shelf. Stroll through, excuse me, but I thought I knew you. Smiling like your check is due. Feeling pleasure that you're bound to lose. Wait, or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. Wait, or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. You were a holy mess. You were dressed in infinite forgiveness. But you were the heaviest cat in the crowd nonetheless. You were a wretched wave. All the sullen trolls that you swam out to save. All the moves and all your might. Dust swirls in the sunlight. All things empty and amazing. Jot them down upon the wall. Dress like a professional. Wait, or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. Or you'll find a better way. Then I'm free to face all the darkness on my own. Free to face the darkness on my own. Oh, I'm free to face all the darkness on my own. Free to face the darkness on my own. And yeah, I'm free to face all the darkness on my own. Free to face the darkness on my own. Oh yeah, I'm free to face all the darkness on my own. I'm free to face the darkness on my own.
Thanks very much.
Mike Doty, live in Studio 1A. So do you revel in the darkness?
Do I revel in the darkness? No, I don't. But, I have a life that's sort of generally filled with light, but I still have that source of darkness that I draw on as a creative impulse.
Earlier in the year, you did a tour of house concerts.
Yeah.
Do you set those up yourself? How does that work?
There's a company that I work with. I work with a company called Undertow, but there's a bunch of different companies. And it's great because you can sort of go out and be under the radar, and the only people that hear about it are people that like you on Facebook and Instagram. So you don't you go out there and you remain a little bit underground, and you're able to play shows. And when it is great, it is fabulous. When it is bad, it is terrible. But all in all, it was a rewarding experience. You get to play completely without microphones. You just play into the air, and all your volume is your dynamic on your instrument and with your voice. And on a good night, that is fantastic.
Well, we are so pleased that you honored us today with your only Austin appearance here at KUTX 98.9.
Of course.
Again, we want to remind folks the new album, which just came out, The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. And you can catch Mike Doty in a few months. He'll be back in town January 27th for a show at the 310. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers today. Mike's going to stick around and play another tune for our concert club members. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some tickets to give away to see Aaron Neville. So stay tuned. You're in tune to KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.